A few years ago, I was so excited to get the iPod Touch. At that point, I just wanted to get all the advantages that the iPod can offer to at that point. So I was like, you can download applications or games. I will download it. You can hear your music. I will download music. So you can set up your email account so you can read your emails. Literally everything that I saw online, I was like, I have to get it. I have to get that. I have to work that out. At that point, I was really, really young, and so I could not afford the iPod. I was working at the computer supply store. I was just like a salesman, and I actually earned a few money. So I had to wait like 2 or 3 months before I can afford that. So when you buy your own things and buy your work, it makes you even more excited, you know? Yeah, I went to Best Buy, and it was on sale. So I was, oh my God, I finally can have it in with a few bucks less than I was hoping it will be. So I was like really excited. I waited until home so I can unboxing. And when I unboxing, it was asking to connect it to iTunes. So I had to download iTunes, and I could not wait to the device to start, because at that point the internet wasn't really, really fast. So I waited like 1 hour to the iTunes to download, and then the installations, and then you plug it in and start configuring itself. So it was like, oh my God, it was a really desperate time. I guess at that point, when you are like so excited for the new devices, that's the thing that make you careless, you know? At some point, the iPod Touch just stopped working. It was like, oh my God, I cannot believe it. So I got scammed. I was victim for this guy who sent me an email with the link for, your Apple ID has been compromised. Please put your credentials here so we can help you. And actually, I entered my credentials in the page. Fortunately, it wasn't too much information in the account. But when someone when you cannot access to your accounts, it feels like you have lost something really, really important. I was so dumb, but I cannot believe it. It's a feeling that you cannot describe, because you feel the adrenaline, you feel the chill, you feel like lost, you feel like someone just fooled you in a very, very bad way. So that's why I decided to help people with that. When you become a victim, that motivates you to never happen to you that again, and help others so they don't pass through the same issues that you were. I mean, there's a lot of good guys, but also for each good guy, there's like 20 or more bad guys. At that point, I have a little knowledge about binary operations, and as networking needs a lot of binary operations, I was just watching YouTube videos and papers online. And in my university, a teacher came with me and said, you know what? We have this certification regarding to Cisco technologies and everything. So I was very excited. I wanted to learn that and finally get a little bit knowledge. And at the first day, I was like excited or lost, kind of lost in some points, because they have the simulators, the packet tracer simulator, and I don't even know how to start connecting these devices. Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I need to study a lot, and maybe this wasn't a good idea. Maybe I'm going to fail this module and have to repeat it next semester. And at that point, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be really, really hard. Sometimes you get doubtful that maybe the career is not. It's very hard, and maybe you won't make it through the whole university. So I was like, no, you know what? I need to get this at least this the Cisco certification. But my teacher was wonderful. She has a lot of patience with me. I took classes with her in the morning, and at the afternoon I asked her if I can, take again the class. At some point I understand that if you fail at the first time, you won't fail a second, and if you fail a second time, you will get it at the third time. It's just a matter of put yourself an effort, and you will get it. Right now, I think there's a lot of criminals out there with ransomware, phishing, all that stuff, and Cisco helped you a lot with help you configure the new firewalls. you know, your family, some of friends or coworkers that has been victim for one of them. So every time that I have the opportunity, I would like to help them. You are not a good person if you are not helping anyone. The feeling when the people know that you have the knowledge to help them, it's like satisfactory. You can always try to pass the favor to another person.